Welcome to the program. We begin in Indonesia, where at least 174 people have been killed in a stampede following a contentious football match. It happened in the city of Malang after a match between home team Arema FC and their rivals Surabaya. The chaos began after supporters from the losing side invaded the pitch. Police responded by firing tear gas, which caused the crowd to flee for the exits. President Joko Widodo has ordered a review of security at football matches.
I have specially requested the police chief investigate and get to the bottom of this case. Furthermore, I have also ordered the Indonesian Football Association to temporarily halt Liga 1 matches until evaluations and improvements to the safety procedures have been completed. I regret this tragedy, and I hope this is the last tragedy to occur in Indonesian football. We cannot have this anymore. Sportsmanship, humanity, and brotherhood in the nation should be upheld together.
Jessica Washington has the latest from Jakarta.
There were some disgruntled fans disappointed with the outcome of the match, disappointed that the home team lost. And as they climbed onto the pitch, some 3,000 people, the police attempted to disperse the crowd, attempted to stop the incidents of violence that were happening on the field. And so they fired tear gas. And as a result, the people panicked and they rushed for the exits. There are some 16 exits at this stadium, but it appears that people rushed to their nearest exit as they tried to leave the stadium. And as a result, there was overcrowding, there was a stampede, and what we've heard from the local health authority in Malang is that people died as a result of being trampled on and then suffocating. Indonesian football has a rather checkered history. Indonesians love football. It is an extremely popular sport here. But at the same time, the sport has had a number of problems, and chief among those problems are the issues of fan violence and fan hooliganism. There is intense rivalry between these local clubs in the Indonesian local league, and that rivalry often spills out into chaos, into violence, and even into riots. And so this is really a common occurrence, these violent incidents, these riots at football matches. I have friends who are involved as football coaches here in Indonesia, and they say that they wouldn't feel comfortable even taking their own family to these matches because of these incidents, which happen far too frequently.
There's been a long history of stampedes and riots at football games. Let's take a look at some of the worst in the past three decades. Rioting after a match in the Egyptian city of Port Said in 2012 left 73 people dead and 1,000 injured. The Egyptian league was suspended for 2 years. One of Africa's worst football stampedes was in the Ghanaian capital of Accra in 2001. Around 126 were killed when police fired tear gas at rioting spectators. A stampede of football fans at a 1996 World Cup qualifying match in Guatemala City killed up to 82 people. Crowds were pushed downstairs and tumbled over seats. And 96 Liverpool supporters were crushed to death at Hillsborough Stadium in the British city of Sheffield in 1989. They had been trapped in overcrowded and fenced-in enclosures. Let's bring in Usman Hamid. He's the director at Amnesty International Indonesia, and he joins us from Bogor in Indonesia. Usman, thanks so much for being on the program. Firstly, what's your reaction to this deadly incident?
Sure, really sure. Oh, we excellent.
Look, I think we have lost Usman Hamid. We'll try and cross back to him a little later in the program, but for the moment, we'll move on.